Hi, this is Jerome Gilmartin, JMJ Catholic Radio, bringing local and EWTN Catholic programming to Northeastern and Central Pennsylvania. Welcome to the In the Father's Hands program with host Mary Kate Grady. Mary Kate's guests today are Pete and Gay Piatti. Pete is from Westchester, Pennsylvania, and Gay is from Milford, Delaware. They met at the University of Delaware. They were married shortly after both graduated in 1987, and they went on to have two children. Two decades or so after their marriage, they realized that their relationship was in trouble. And in 2012, they attended a Retrovi retreat. That retreat saved their marriage. Retrovi has helped tens of thousands of couples in many countries since it began as a French language weekend in the province of Quebec, Canada, in 1977. Pete and Gay have been actively helping with and promoting Retrovi ever since it helped them in 2012. They have personally seen two divorced couples remarry, and countless couples on the verge of divorce heal their marriage. Pete and Gay currently live in North Wilmington, Delaware. Mary Kate?
Thank you so much, Jerry. It's so good to be with you all again. We have a great program ahead. So we're going to jump right into doing our Bible verse today. If you would all open your Bibles to the Gospel of St. John, chapter 10. And as Jerry shared with us, we're welcoming Pete and Gay to the program. Thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you for having us.
You both wouldn't mind sharing with us with each of your favorite verses of Scripture and why it's meaningful to you.
Sure thing. My favorite is Acts of the Apostles. It's chapter 2, verse 38. Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And this verse is a good match for me and for Retrovi. It acknowledges that we all make mistakes and that we can stop making mistakes, be forgiven, and go on to lead better lives.
And how about you, Gay? What's your favorite verse of Scripture?
Well, mine, unfortunately, isn't very original, but I'll tell you why it's so meaningful to me. It is John chapter 3, verse 16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life." And even though that's the one that you always hear, you see it held up at athletic games and things like that. But to me, that is Christianity in a nutshell. If you had to reduce the New Testament to a single verse, that would be it. And if that verse was literally all you knew about God, I feel as though you would know enough.
Point taken. That's so beautiful. And you know what, Gay? I think every single verse in Scripture is like so beautiful and worthwhile, right? So even though that's repeated so often, it's like you said, it kind of just encapsulates everything. So
it does.
Yeah. Hey, so I don't, if you wouldn't mind sharing with us your guys' story, just tell us a little bit about yourselves and your journey.
Sure. Well, in 2012, we almost got divorced. And to give you an idea of what we mean by almost, we even told our kids we were separating. And never in our wildest dreams did we think that we would reach that point. We met in college. We were college sweethearts. We met in a dining hall at the University of Delaware. And I was a freshman and Gay was a junior. So we were 18 and 21 years old. We were both having lunch alone, and I asked if I could join Gay. Toward the end of that academic year, I received a note from Gay in the campus mail asking if I wanted to have lunch again. So I stopped by her dorm room and we went to lunch. And over that second lunch, I asked her out and we began dating. And so technically it wasn't love at first sight because we didn't start dating until a few months after we met. But the second lunch happened a couple weeks before the end of the spring semester. And by the time we went home to our separate hometowns for the summer, we both knew that what we felt for each other was love, and we really believed that we were soulmates.
When we were at school during our remaining 2 years of college, we were together every moment that we were in class. We were inseparable. We mostly just walked around campus or hung around in one of our dorm rooms or apartments. Since we didn't have much money, we didn't often do anything more formal than that. But we always had fun, and we treasured our time together since we spent every break apart. Whenever school wasn't in session, ours became a long-distance relationship. This was pre-internet, so we wrote letters, talked on the phone, and we visited each other as often as we could. We missed each other a lot when we were apart, and we were often lonely. We eagerly anticipated the end of every break so that we could be together again.
And roughly 2 years later, Gay finished her classes in February, and I finished mine in May. And we graduated, and we started our first professional jobs, and we really couldn't wait to get married. We planned our wedding in a couple months and got married in October that same year. At that point, we were 21 and 23 years old. And after we were married for about 6 years, we had our son, and then almost 6 years later, we had our daughter. And like most couples when they're getting married, we assumed that happily ever after would be really easy, would come easily to us because we really loved each other. We had this naive faith in spite of the fact that we both came from broken homes. It wasn't until later that we realized that almost everybody getting married thinks that they'll be among the 50% of marriages that last. And of course, that math doesn't add up.
So share with us what happened, what came from that.
Most of our problems began when I stopped working for money when our first child was born. We both agreed that this was the right choice for our family, but we didn't discuss what each of us thought this meant. It turned out that we had vastly different expectations, but we lacked the courage and the skills to discuss the matter openly. I assumed that my job was to take really good care of our son, and later both kids, and do some of the housework while Pete was at work. And then I thought we would split the remaining child care and housework when he was home. When Pete didn't seem to think he should do more than earn a paycheck, I grew more and more resentful and felt more and more unappreciated and taken for granted. I felt like the unpaid nanny, cook, and housekeeper.
When Gay stopped working and I became the sole breadwinner, I wasn't making a lot of money, but I thought it would be enough. And I didn't mind being the one responsible for earning all the money, but I would get frustrated with Gay for not paying attention to what things cost and for always wanting to eat at restaurants. And I found it difficult to keep up with all the spending. In an effort to improve my career and get ahead financially, I was always reading large technical books at night. And Gay would read fun books at night. And she would tell me that my choice was to do all this work and that it didn't count as a sacrifice because I chose to do it. So I felt really stressed and unappreciated. And since we were so often angry with each other, the affection between us suffered greatly. I felt lonely and resentful. And days like Valentine's Day and anniversaries made me feel especially sad. There were many years that those occasions passed totally unnoticed.
We went through an endless cycle of highs and lows. During the good times, we thought that the problems had been resolved and that our marriage would be smooth sailing from then on. During the bad times, we thought that our divorce was inevitable and we were staying together just for the sake of the kids, biding our time until we thought they were old enough to handle our separation. In 2012, after an especially difficult low, we decided we were too unhappy to stay together any longer, and we told our kids we were separating. Our daughter accepted the news just fine. Our son, who was 18 at the time, fought back tears. He was so devastated that he couldn't speak. Our son's reaction to the news that we were separating broke our hearts. We shooed him out of the room so that we could talk. What we talked about was whether there was anything we thought we could do to save our marriage that we hadn't already tried. I had seen an announcement in our parish bulletin about a program for troubled marriages called Retrovive. We agreed to give it a try. We also decided to start going together to the therapist that I had been seeing alone. We weren't sure our marriage could be saved, But it was important to us that we be able to say that we had tried everything we knew of to save our marriage, even if we still wound up getting divorced. When we called our kids back into the room to tell them the news, our son was so relieved that he asked us to let him know how he and his sister could help.
So my parents split up when I was 14 years old. And when they split up, they were both, not intentionally, but they were both acting erratic and selfish. My mom moved out of the house, then she moved back in, then my dad moved out, and he moved back in, then my mom moved out again. And so I was the oldest of the four kids. The others were 12, 11, and 4. And I felt I had to assume a leadership position for all of our sake. I got all four of us together, and I declared that the four of us were going to stick together, and that we were not going, that we were going to stay with the house, that we're not going to switch schools, we're not moving, we're not doing anything. Whoever gets the house gets us. And I still remember exactly where I was standing and where each of them was sitting when I did this. It really is burned in my memory. And the other three kids followed my lead, and we stuck together.
Going through the Retrovi program was literally a life-changing experience. It truly saved our marriage. It gave us a new way to communicate our feelings to each other, and that paved the way to a new understanding of each other's point of view. Our resentment started to fade, and we were able to begin working towards solutions to problems that had seemed insurmountable. I have since read that when emotion is high, cognition is low, and that's certainly how it was with us. We were both so caught up in our own resentment and our own righteous indignation, we weren't capable of seeing each other's point of view. We couldn't work toward finding solutions because we couldn't be rational and calm enough. Retrovi soothed those negative feelings and returned our former love and caring. We developed the courage to say what needed to be said, but we also had the empathy to say it in the kindest way possible. We developed the strength to listen to things that were hard to hear, but these things too needed to be said.
And before starting the program, I was really hopeful that Retrovi was the solution that we'd been looking for. However, I was a little concerned that Retrovi would be a husband improvement program instead of a marriage improvement program. But fortunately, it wasn't that way at all. You go through the program together and experience everything together. It's not adversarial at all. Another reservation I had was that I did not want to discuss my personal problems with other people. And fortunately, you never have to tell anyone what problems brought you to Retrovi. And I was very relieved when I found that out. You hear about couples divorcing because of what they call irreconcilable differences. And when you think about it, all differences are irreconcilable until you figure out how to reconcile. And Retrovi paved the way for us to reconcile our differences. For the first time in a very long time, we started to believe that we could heal our marriage. And we were much more confident that we would not end up divorced. Our faith in both the quality and the longevity of our marriage began to be restored.
Over the 11 years since we attended our Retrovi weekend retreat, remaining involved with the program has added tons of new relationship skills to our toolkit. We know for sure that our marriage is stronger than it ever would have been had we not had the problems we did. Those problems led us to get so much better at being married than we ever could have been otherwise. Our marriage is stronger and happier than it has ever been, even when we were newlyweds.
In our involvement with Retrovi as volunteers, we've seen the program help many other couples in the same way it helped us, and the difference it makes is absolutely amazing. When the couples arrive for their weekend retreat, some of them are visibly nervous. Some of them are barely speaking to each other. By the time the retreat's wrapping up, you can see that they are relaxed and much warmer to each other. And a lot of them share out loud about the hope that Retrovi has already given them and the hope that their marriages can be healed. And we've seen people reach out to their spouse when something in a presentation really moves them. And we've seen couples who could hardly look at each other earlier holding hands as they walk in the halls. We've personally met two couples who were divorced when they went through the program and then remarried after going through the program. And you really can't get any more hopeless than divorced.
Wow, that's powerful testimony right there. You know, and there's probably so many other people that you haven't met that have come together, you know.
Yeah, we've heard stories, but these are couples that we have met specifically, and we know for a fact. We've heard stories, but if we can't verify it, then I don't know.
Sure. Yeah, that's awesome. So tell us more about how RetroVi works.
It's a three-phase program. It starts with a weekend retreat. After that, the second phase is 24 more hours of content that most communities present over the following Sundays. The third phase involves local monthly meetings that couples are encouraged to attend for the duration of their marriage. At these meetings, they acquire additional relationship tools and they receive ongoing support. They also get the chance to offer support and encouragement to other couples who go to the program. Studies show that having a support group of other couples who are dedicated to improving their marriages increases their long-term success. So RetroVi offers that permanently.
And the program doesn't deal with the couple's specific problems. It's not group therapy. In fact, there's no therapists involved at all. It's a peer ministry in which couples who have been through the program and received additional training help other struggling couples. It's like the old Hair Club for Men commercials where Cy Sperling would say, you know, I'm not just the president, but I'm also a customer. And because it offers general principles and new communication skills, RetroVi can heal many marriages regardless of their specific issues. The program works by establishing or repairing the emotional connection between the spouses. Once they have this newly restored connection between them, it gives them the foundation in which they can solve their problems and build a better marriage. The communication becomes less combative and less hurtful, and it's no longer about lashing out to hurt each other. It's now about working together to resolve the issues that led them to seek help. Going in, I was concerned that the benefits of a weekend retreat would not continue after we got home from the weekend. But the retreat is only phase one, and the problem skills and the good habits we developed and the monthly continuing ed meetings have allowed us to continue to grow year after year. At this point, I've been to about 120 of these continuing ed meetings, and I just can't tell you how much we've benefited from it.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Thank you. And it's funny. People are reluctant to admit that they're having problems. They don't want to tell anybody, so then they don't get the help they need. And then after their marriage fails, they tell everyone. They tell the neighbors, their families, their kids' schools, they update their Facebook status. If they had only asked for help sooner, they might have saved their marriage. And I was the same way. I didn't tell anyone about our problems because I thought doing so would be disrespectful of Gay. I didn't want to be the guy bad-mouthing his wife. But now I can see that sharing our hard times is how we all give and receive support we need.
Some people we've talked to who thought they could benefit from going to RetroVi said that they thought it might be too kumbaya, and we can assure you that it's not. It's practical principles that really lead you to insights as to what may have led to your marital issues and how to stop those unhelpful behaviors. It helps you identify bad habits that hurt your marriage and replace them with better habits that improve your marriage. When one spouse really wants to go to the program and the other refuses, we try to tell them, think of the message that your willingness or refusal sends to your spouse. Don't you want the message your spouse receives to be, honey, I love you so much that I'd do anything to try to improve our marriage?
And, you know, I would just like to ask you something, if it would be okay. How do you both feel that your faith has affected the healing of your marriage personally?
Rent to Right is an official ministry of the Catholic Church. It's unfortunately one that a lot of people haven't heard about. So there's definitely a Christian perspective to it. A Catholic priest is part of the team that does presentations during the weekend retreat. Couples don't have to have any faith to attend. We like to make that clear. As long as they're comfortable attending a program that has that component, it's fine if they themselves aren't actual believers. But since Pete and I are both practicing Catholics, the religious aspect held a lot of meaning for us. We realized that even though our wedding vows included a promise before God that we would love each other for better or for worse, we didn't fully understand what we were promising, because we never thought we would ever experience any of the worst. We have no shame about having had serious problems in our marriage, but we now realize that if we had heard about Retrovi and not gone through the program with open minds and open hearts, and have we not seen a therapist together, we would have been breaking our marriage vows, because we would not have tried every solution that we knew of.
And if you wouldn't mind just sharing with us briefly, how did Retrovi begin?
So Retrovi grew out of the Marriage Encounter program in the 1970s, when a lot of Marriage Encounter couples realized that the program wasn't intensive enough for couples who were struggling to keep their marriage together. Retrovi originated in French-speaking areas of Canada, which is why it has a French name that no one can spell or pronounce.
I practice a lot.
We have people who have been through the program and still can't say it right.
The word Retrovi, I mean, literally it means reunion, but specifically, like when it's used in language, it means the joy of being reunited with someone who was very dear to you after a long time apart. And that's what makes it so appropriate for marriages that have had trouble. And the program's now offered in 25 countries and 7 languages, and there are communities across the United States. So anyone listening to this show, even if you're listening from a distance, you can find a community near you. There's been more than 100,000 couples have completed the program. And it's funny because right now there's like everybody and their brother is trying to start a for-profit marriage program. And you see these programs that are, you know, $7,000 to help your marriage, and they've got 100 or a couple hundred satisfied customers. But, you know, Retrovi, over the course of almost 50 years, has helped over 100,000 couples. So it's really, I can't tell you how good it is.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard reports that even couples who, I guess their marriages were beyond help. I mean, like I said, we don't typically know what their issues were, but we have had couples come back and say it made the divorce a lot easier. The divorce went a lot smoother. And, you know, that's probably not a horrible thing. It's not the worst thing.
Yeah. We're not real strong proponents of some marriages are just not savable, right? Some people, it can't happen. Mm-hmm. But we don't want people to think about, oh, we need a divorce because we're unhappy. We want to see the couples in an unhappy marriage doing the work to make their marriages better. And Retrovi can really help them build a marriage that is strong enough to see them through not only their current challenges, but also the new challenges that may crop up in the future.
And we just have like a minute or so left here, actually, but if you wouldn't mind just telling us real quick, now we're airing here in northeastern Pennsylvania, but there is a weekend coming up here soon in Pennsylvania, and I just wanted to, if you could share that with us.
There is. We're part of the Retrovi community of Delaware Valley. We hold our weekend retreats at the Malvern Retreat House in Malvern, and we have one coming up. It's a little over a week away. It is on our weekends. Mainly, though, I'm sorry, are February, August, and October. And our next one is February 16th through the 18th. And it's not too late to register for that. So if anybody listening has been waiting for an answer, this might be your sign. And the website is helpourmarriage.org. That's helpourmarriage.org. And there's a Facebook page, and that is Retro Greater Philadelphia. And that's Retro, just spelled R-E-T-R-O, Retro Greater Philadelphia. And then Pete and I have a Twitter account that's totally dedicated to Retrovite, and our handle is Pete and Gay. And that's Pete, A-N-D-G-A-E.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And then we're just going to close out here with you, Pete, just sharing for a second about affording going to one, if you wouldn't mind closing with
again.
That.
Sure thing. You know, we really work hard to make the program affordable. And one of the reasons we don't get to advertise and promote it the way we do is because we don't really spend the money. We'd like it to be as well known as Alcoholics Anonymous is for helping alcoholics. But anyway, we keep the costs down. And like I alluded to earlier, a lot of marriage programs are, you know, in the $6,000 to $10,000 range. And we are typically under $1,000. It varies a little bit by community, based on, you know, hotel costs in the area. But so we do a really good job of keeping the costs down. And if somebody can't afford the full cost of the program, we'll help them out. We don't want to see anybody get a divorce just because they can't come up with a couple $100.
We don't turn anybody away because they can't afford it.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Pete and Gay, I'm sorry we're going to have to run on you. Our time ran out, but thank you so much for coming on. God bless you guys both. And we're really hoping that some people will come join you next weekend from here in our program today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's our hope, too. That would be great. But even if they just keep it in mind for the future, that's what we want. Just everybody to know it's out there for anybody that needs help.
Thank you both so much. God bless you, and God bless all our listeners. And we'll be with you again soon. Bye-bye now.